Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you, people of God. God bless you on tonight. We are grateful. We're grateful that you are here with us on tonight. Another day. It's another day that the Lord has blessed us, and we're so grateful for it. We're so very grateful, people of God. Truly, we can say that the Lord has done us well. Amen. The Lord has done us well. And we're grateful for that on tonight. We just want to say thank you for joining us on tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Each and every one of you, wherever you're dialing in from, we just want to say thank you tonight. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Thank you, thank you, thank you. While you are here, we just want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone else to come and be with you on tonight. Invite them, people of God. Listen, God is doing great things here on the Prayer News Network Global, and we are so grateful. We're grateful for the reachability. The Lord is expanding us, and now, glory to God, we have reached over into 100 countries, and we are grateful for that, people of God. And truly, it's the Lord's doing, as we always say. It's not our doing, people of God, but it's the Lord's doing, for truly he has done us well. And for this, we give him thanks. For this, we give him praise. We bless him on tonight. Amen. He is taking this line. He's doing whatsoever he will. Glory to God. And all we're doing is yielding. Yes, sir. All we're doing is yielding to the plan, to the hand of God. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, people of God, he has taken us by leaps and bounds, places that we never thought we'd ever go. Amen. Where our voices have gone, places that we never thought we would ever be, would ever see. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. But listen, the Lord is doing it. He is doing exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Amen. And as the scripture declares, it's according to the power, amen, that lies within us. And what is that power? The Holy Ghost. Amen. We know that the Holy Ghost has no barriers. Amen. There's no limitations in him. We're supplying the faith, and the Lord is taking this work across the miles. So we're thanking him on tonight. We're blessing him on tonight. We are live on tonight. We're grateful. Amen. Again, for each of you for coming to be with us, we want to ask you to go ahead again and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Invite, invite, invite on tonight, people of God. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, because we want someone else to be blessed. We are blessed. We are here. We are blessed. And listen, we want others to be blessed. So we have to reach out, amen, and remind them. We have to reach out and let them know, amen, Jesus. Give them a gentle nudge that we are here, glory to God, and that we are ready here on the Prayer News Network Global.
The recording has started.
We thank the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord for each of you. We thank you, thank you, thank you, people of God. Glory be to God again. We want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone. We want to thank our international listeners on tonight, wherever you're listening from, whether you're listening from China or Switzerland or Barbados, Bahamas, St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands, amen, of the sea, Cuba, glory to God, Canada, glory to God, amen, Jesus, wherever you're listening from, amen, Madagascar, we thank God for you, for these airways are traveling, they are leaping, glory to God, and the Lord is reaching his people. We're grateful to be able, amen, Jesus, to allow the Lord to use us to take this word, to take this word that somebody can be blessed. People of God, listen, there are people that are listening on these airways that we may never see. Amen. Many, many, many millions of people that we may never see. And we don't take this lightly. Amen. But we are in the divine ordination of God. For the Lord knows who's on this line at this time. Amen. He knows, glory be to God, who he wants to reach by the words that are spoken, by the words that are declared on this line. So we give God thanks again. We give God praise again. And we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come, people of God, because the word that comes forth on this line may be the very word that will save somebody's life. Amen. So we want to do, amen, all that the Lord is requiring of us. Amen. All we can do is ask. All we can do is text. All we can do is remind. Amen. Lord God, and as I've always said, it's like a virtual track. Amen. If they don't listen to it now, people of God, amen, go ahead and then request your copy and we'll get it to you so that you can send it so that someone can be blessed. Amen. Invite them to the line. Invite, invite, invite. As they say, let them get it hot off the press. Mm-hmm. Amen. So we bless God on tonight. While you're doing that, we want to just remind you to get your pencil and your paper, people of God, because we want to hear what thus saith the Lord. We want to jot down little notes to remind us what the Lord has said. Amen. Jesus, I tell you, amen, all you got to do is just write a little something, amen, and you'll be surprised that when you go back and look at your notes, you may not remember the whole sentence. Just jot down a few things out of what's said, and you will be surprised, people of God, because the Holy Ghost will bring it back to your remembrance, and you find yourself being able to quote, a requote, a recite, a whole scripture, a whole word of knowledge that the Lord has spoken on the line. So again, we want you to go ahead and invite people of God, invite a couple of people to come on in to be with us on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Don't listen. We don't want our coming to be in vain. We don't want to just get it all for ourselves, but we really want to remember others. Amen. Even if you just invite five people to come and be blessed on tonight. Amen. While you're doing that, we just want to give honorage to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I just give God thanks and praise, amen, for, amen, him truly being the head of my life. Amen, Jesus, he's the lover of my soul. I thank him, I appreciate him, I love him. Glory to God, amen. As the song says, I keep falling in love with him over and over again, amen. It's a love affair, amen. This is the love month, yes. This is the love month, amen. Glory be to God. And so I just love him, amen, Jesus. My heart is refreshed in my love towards him on tonight. So I thank him tonight, amen, for our founder. Glory to God for the founder, amen, Jesus, of the S.C. James Evangelistic Association and its Evangelistic Pentecostal Churches Worldwide. Thanking the Lord on tonight for him. He was a trailblazer, amen, in his own right, and we give God thanks and praise for him, and yet, people of God, he traversed the earth, amen, carrying tents, carrying his gospel, and here we are now, we are endeavoring to carry the gospel, to further it, amen, but we're here on these airways, amen, and we're jumping from country to country, here now for, glory to God, amen, Jesus, coming up to our third year. Amen, Jesus, reaching over 100 countries. Glory to God, amen, all different time zones. But nevertheless, we're reaching, we're pinging. People are listening, amen. We are, amen, being notified that people are picking us up, amen, here on the prayer news. Neighbor, woo, bless him, I say, God, glory be to God. And we thank the Lord on tonight. We thank him for, amen, Jesus, our founding mother, Mother Carrie James. Thanking God for her. Amen. And the first family, thanking God for them on tonight. Amen. Great sacrifices made by these people of God. And we thank the Lord for them. Amen. They gave of, amen, amen, their husband, their father, amen, Jesus, their mentor. They gave him. And the Lord served him to the world. And we thank God for their sacrifices. And we'll get praying for them. Amen. Praying their strength. Glory be to God. And their continuance in the Lord. Just want to thank God on tonight for our senior apostle on tonight. Glory to God. He and our presiding bishop, amen, our senior apostle. Glory to God, Apostle Samuel Huggins, amen. Samuel Huggins, James, and Lady Rachel, amen, Huggins on tonight. They're out of Trinidad, amen. They're our spiritual leaders for divine direction. And thanking God on tonight, glory to God, for our business. Glory be to God, amen, affairs. Bishop K.A. Tina, glory to God, out of Gainesville, Florida. And glory be to God, Lady Tina, amen, Jesus, Lady Doris Tina, amen, also my pastor, amen. So I thank God for them. I thank God tonight for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them holding their space and place on this Prayer News Network Global, amen, Jesus. I thank God for them, amen, post-pandemic. Glory be to God. There's a lot going on, but we thank God, amen, for the glue that is continuing to keep this work together. Amen. I thank God for them. Thank God for their focus. Amen, Jesus. We just bless God. Amen. God has given us to be able to multitask. Amen. To do many things at one time. Many of them already plugged in. Many of them key. Amen, Jesus. Key people in their ministries and their local churches. But they avail themselves to come and be a part of this Prayer News Network Global. So we thank God for them on tonight. Amen. Thanking God for our prayer warriors on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Even post-pandemic, those that do remain, we thank God for them. Amen, Jesus. We're thanking God tonight. Amen. For our scripture reader. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Post-pandemic, people of God, things have changed in the midst of. Amen. But Jesus is constant. He remains the same. Amen. We don't care how or what type of equation you put him in, glory be to God, he still comes out Jesus. Hey, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen, Jesus. He's constant, people of God, from beginning to end. Glory to God, he is Alpha. He's Omega. Glory be to God. And all that he is, glory be to God, he remains the same. Amen. So we bless God for them on tonight. Amen. We glorify, amen, Jesus, for each and every one, amen, that is a part of this line. We thank God for you, people of God. We thank God for you, 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 you. Amen, Jesus. Your presence is appreciated more than you know. Your presence is appreciated here on this line. And we thank you, glory to God, for coming that you find value to come and be a part of this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We thank God for all of our leaders that come to the line, those that come just to listen in. We thank God for you, those that come to speak, amen, even when you're not speaking, you come to just sit and listen in. So we thank God for you on tonight. Wherever you're listening from, glory be to God. We give God thanks and we give God praise for you tonight, amen. People of God, again, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come in and be with you on tonight, to be with us on tonight, amen, because we love you, we appreciate you, amen, and truly the Lord is doing us well, amen. He's growing us up, he's speaking into us, amen, Jesus, and we may not see growth and development, people of God, but listen, it's happening, glory to God, amen, glory to God, it is happening. So we give God thanks, we give God praise on tonight, and we want to make ready now, amen, for the word on tonight. We're going to endeavor not to hold you long on tonight. We realize that many of you have been in services, amen, on today, people of God, but we thank you for coming to be with us on tonight, amen. We know you got to prepare for tomorrow, amen, Jesus, glory to God. So we are going to now make ready for the word, amen, with our prayer on tonight. We're going to ask Missionary Fan, and she will come and bless the line for us on tonight. And thereafter, we're going to ask, glory to God, Sister Mary Holland, if she will come and give us our scripture reading. And people of God, the next voice you will hear will be that of our speaker on tonight. And our speaker is on tonight, amen. She has a long-standing commitment with us. Our speaker tonight comes to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas. We're so grateful for this woman of God. We thank God for her dedication, her commitment to be a part of the PNN here on Sunday and on Monday night. Amen. So she's certainly no stranger to the line, glory to God, but she's been here with us, and we thank God for her. Amen. Glory to God in the person of, glory be to God, Prophetess Sharon Duncombe, coming to us by way of Banks, Alabama. People of God, amen. She's a member of the Jerusalem Temple Evangelistic Pentecostal Church. Amen. Glory be to God. And at this time, we release the platform, amen, to missionary fans in that order on tonight. God bless you, people of God. Amen. Jesus, listen and be blessed. Hear the voice of the Lord on tonight. God bless you, missionary fans.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your holy name. Thank you, Master. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, looking, Lord God, unto you tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come, Lord God, asking you to look up on this line tonight, in the name of Jesus. Look up on each and every one of us tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to look, Lord God, upon our hearts, Lord God, and on our minds. We ask you right now, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for all our iniquities, our transgression. Lord, we come before you tonight asking you, Lord God, to create in us, Lord, a clean heart, Lord God, to renew a right spirit within us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move. Have your way tonight, Lord God. Let your will be done, Lord God, on this line tonight. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to, Lord God, just bless us, Lord God, in your word tonight, Lord God. Help us to have ears to hear what the Spirit will say unto us tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let your choice of anointing, Lord God, fall on us tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to touch each and every one of us, Lord God, far and near, Lord God, country, Lord God, state, Lord God, every home that represents tonight, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to touch us tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Heal tonight, deliver tonight, set free tonight. Save, Lord God, tonight in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord God, to look upon the bereaved family tonight, Lord God. Those, Lord God, that have their head hung down, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to let them know that you are the lift of their head, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, mend that broken heart tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight just to give you the praise, just to give you the glory, to give you the honor, Lord God, for you are worthy, Lord God, to be praised. You are worthy of every praise, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just come, Lord God, to let you know how much we appreciate you for loving us enough, Lord God, to send your word, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for having us on your mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We appreciate you so much. In the name of Jesus, have your way once again on this line, Lord God. Let your perfect will be done. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move on the speaker tonight, Lord God. We ask you to touch him, touch her right now from the crown of head to the sole of her feet. Move tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way tonight through her. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move on Mr. Bradley. Touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her right now. Supply every need according to your riches and glory. In the name of Jesus, so we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangel Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, Prophetess Duncombe, to the PNN Prayer Wars, to the PNN Advisors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 15th chapter of Romans, the 1st through the 7th verse. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever thing were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patient and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that you may be with one mind and one mind, glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. 10th chapter of Romans, the 1st to the 7th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen. Bless the name of Jesus on tonight. Hallelujah, we do give him the glory. Bless his name tonight. We do give him the praise and the honor. Hallelujah, God, I won't take this time or this moment lightly tonight. So if we didn't have to be here, but it was the grace of God that brought us together one more time. And so I do believe thee, O God, a praise. I believe thee, O God, thanks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We could never thank him enough. We could never glorify him enough. I always pray that if I had up to a trillion tongues, I could, hallelujah, tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord, I would never be able to give him the thanks he deserves. If I had a million tongues, I could still not praise him enough. And so every opportunity that I get, I wouldn't take it lightly because people are dying and dropping dead like flies every day, every second, every minute, every hour of the day. And so I believe for every breath that we take, we should remember that it is God that is keeping us alive. And so tonight I thank God that protocol has already been established. Bless his name. But I do give God thanks for my pastor and the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple, Pastor Lindsay, and his family, his wife. Bless his name. And I give God thanks for Evangelist Bradley, the founder of this here ministry. May God continue to bless her and keep her and strengthen her, our prayer advisors and prayer warriors tonight. And every one of you, whichever nation you're listening from, wherever you are, I greet you tonight in the precious name of Jesus, our soon coming King. Hallelujah. And tonight, this is a great night to be alive. And I just want to share that I was praying, and this is during the time of the fasting of our ministry, like we have started fasting today. And this was given to me on the 19th of February, 2022, last year, 6:57 a.m. in the morning when I usually pray my penance. I was almost finished praying. God dropped a word, hallelujah, in my spirit. And the hallelujah, Jesus, and the word he dropped in my spirit, it is called determined. The word determined, bless his name. And he said to me, he said, we must be determined and passionate about everything that has to do with him in this season. We have to be, hallelujah, tonight, determined and passionate about his will. Hallelujah, tonight, glory be to God. And as he released this word on this morning, while after my worship, meditating and praying, and just I was just, you know, really giving God glory. And he said, we need a strong determination and a passionate zeal for his word. Hallelujah. That we need it for prayer. We need it for praising. When we praise and worship him, he said there's a passionate zeal and a determined determination he's looking for in the way we praise, in the way we worship, when we're reading and studying his word. He said we need the same passion and zeal for holiness, for walking upright, for righteousness, and for love for him, and love and care for one another. And I hear Evangelist Bradley touch on the word love, how we should love and how we should love. And the woman of God that read the scripture is one of the scriptures that is in this word tonight. Blessing him. So I believe that this word is a timely word because God had two people on this line talking about the same thing that I'm going to talk about tonight. How many know tonight that God is surely one spirit? Now, Father, I give you thanks and praise. Let us pray for your word, for your people tonight. God, as I go into your word, into your mind, release your stuff tonight, oh God. Release the anointing over this line that will make God ministering easy. Release God and open up the ears of your people that their dark understanding may be enlightened tonight, God, that you would speak the things, oh God, into the ears of your hearers. God, touch our spirit man to be open and be receptive of the air, God, every regional spirit, every distracting demonic force, every interference by the enemy. Bring every work of darkness to nothing tonight. Oh, God, and release a tangible hallelujah tonight, a tangible anointing, God, that would change our lives, that we would never be the same, God. Let us go from this line saying, God, that I am not the same. Let us go from this line, God, knowing that we have received a word directly from the mind of God to edify us, oh, God, in Jesus' name, amen. And so that was some of the things that God had spoken to me. He said we need to become one in the body of Christ. One. After I heard that word, after God gave me the word, I got up and I began to search. Anytime God speak a word to me, I would turn to the scriptures and I would just look up what God was saying to have a better understanding of what he's saying to me, because, you know, he would usually give me a word to give to the people. And so that word determined, I look up the word, and it says, having made a firm decision and being resolved not to change it. What does it mean to be determined? Wanting to do something very much and not allowing anyone or any difficult piece to stop you. What do you call a person that is determined? Someone who wants to do something very much and won't let anything get in the way. He brought this scripture to me in Romans chapter 12. And it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And when you look at the word, I looked up the word beseech. And the word beseech means to call one's sign, or to summon someone, to address someone, to speak to someone, call upon someone, may be done in a way of exhortation, entreaty, comfort, and instruction, to beg. And so Paul is saying here, he's begging you, he's instructing us, and he's asking us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. And then the word admonish, blessed his name, came. And the word admonish means to warn or reprimand someone firmly. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so Paul is sending warnings and reprimanding them very firmly concerning their conduct as children of God. And so God sent this word to warn us tonight to be living sacrifice for him. He expects us to live holy. He expects us to do what he asks us to do. This is a warning to the body of Christ that was given by Paul, the apostle of Jesus Christ. Verse 2 said, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When you look at the word conform, it means oneself, one's mind and character to another pattern. Fashion oneself according to. And so what God is saying, he stop being conformed. Stop acting like the world. You should have a different mindset from the world. Your character should be clean. It shouldn't be a worldly character that you're displaying. You should have your life to be a pattern. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according to God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, bless his name tonight, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another, having then gifts, differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether it is prophecy. Let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that sheweth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love, and this is one of the things that we're going to be looking at tonight. Let love be without dissimulation or partiality or favoritism. Abhor that which is evil. That means stay away from that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Verse 10 says, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, not slothful in business. Be fervent. And that's another word God gave me. The word fervent, he gave me that with determination. It says in verse 11, don't be slothful in business, fervent in spirit, just serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, be patient in tribulation, continue steadfast in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Verse 14 says, bless them that persecute you, bless and not curse, or curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense no man evil evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give space unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, said the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hungry, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Verse 21, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. And I'll explain that later on in this, down in my message. But tonight, as we look at Romans chapter 12, it highlights what it is highlighting the social and community aspect of salvation. Paul was not writing to an individual, but to the community of Christians in Rome. Hallelujah. And his constant concern is their life together with a special emphasis on their work. And so as we look at this word, Paul is looking at the way they live. We got to look at the way we are living and the works we are doing. Are we living together as one? As we love, are we showing love to each other the way God expects us to show it to each other? Hallelujah. And he placed special emphasis on the work that they were doing, as we read. He said, whatever you do, he tells you how to do it and how God expects us to do it. Now, a brief summary of Romans chapter 12 is it encourages us to be living sacrifices in view of the mercy we have received in Christ Jesus. We do this through renewing our mind to the truth of God's word. And we hear it in the scripture she read about the mind. And so God expects us to renew our mind every day. And the only way to do that is to get in the word of God. Serving, the next thing is serving and blessing the body of Christ. He expects us to reach out. He expects us to be there for one another in the body of Christ. Bless his name. Through our gifts and above all by loving and being devoted to one another. And so not only just talking it and saying, I love you, but he said, through the gift that he has given you, be a blessing and be devoted to each other. If you're looking around, can we say that we are devoted to each other? Can we say that we reach out to one another that the way God expects us? We may think we're doing something, but God is looking and said, you can do more. What are the lessons from Romans 12? Since God has given us mercy, we should submit ourselves to him. Our bodies are to be given to God in what? Worship. Hallelujah. Not to be killed, but as a living and continuous response to God. We are set apart for him to serve him and him alone. As we do this, as we do his will, as he pleases. So he is telling us tonight, he expects us to do what he pleases. what he says, not how we feel and when we feel like doing it. Romans chapter 12 deals with love, hallelujah, and many other duties that are required of us as the body of Christ. Glory be to God on tonight. It's not just coming to service, hearing a good message, jumping and shouting, hallelujah tonight, and speaking in tongues, preaching or teaching a good message, prophesying, worshiping, my God, praising God, hallelujah. But what God is saying tonight is more than that. Position. You can have a position or hold titles or a piece of paper that says you are qualified to do his work. God said he is the one that ordains and qualifies someone before they were even in their mother's womb, like he told Jeremiah. Hallelujah tonight. There is nothing wrong with all of these things, but God is looking for more from us in this hour. Hallelujah. Glory to God on tonight. These are the things God is looking for from us in this chapter. This chapter represents the heart of those who have the love and mind and the heart of God. God said to me, we have to be determined to, hallelujah, on tonight, glory to God, to walk and live in the love of God. Hallelujah. We have to be determined to forgive one another. We have to be determined to please him and not man or ourselves. And we go to the book of 1 John chapter 3, verses 1, 10 to 11, 16 to 19, and then 22. He said, behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. In this the children of God, children of the devil, is also manifested. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither is he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. That's verse 11. Glory to God. Verse 16 says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. And some people might say he don't literally mean that. But if he don't literally mean it, then why would he use himself as an example of laying down his life for us? He used that for an example to let us know we should be in a position of loving each other so much that if our brothers and sisters are hurting and going through or about to die, let us see what we can do. Don't just pass them by and say, God bless you. God is going to help you. Verse 17 says, but whosoever had this world's good and seen his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? That's a question. If you see somebody have a need and you can afford to give it to them and you turn away, shut up, you turn away and say, God bless you, I can't help you, when you know you can do better, God is asking, how can you say that you have the love of God, see a need and turn away and acting like you don't have it and acting as if God is blind to what you have and what you do not have? Amen? He said, but my little children, let us not love in words. Stop saying it. Neither in tongues. Stop letting your tongue say you love somebody. But in deed and in truth. He said, do. When he said a deed, he's telling us to do something. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. Who? God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Why? Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. What is the commandment of God about? It's all about love. Nothing else. John chapter 17, verse 11, 21, and 23 says, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. And so Jesus are praying for us to become one. Verse 21 says that they may be one as thou, Father, art in me, I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. This, what we're doing in the body of Christ is not about us. The way we treat each other and act toward one another is not about us. Jesus is saying it's about me. So the world could know that I am in the church. The world could know that I am in the body of Christ. The world can identify us by the love that we display to one another. Verse 22 says, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them that they may be one, even as we are one. In them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in 123, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them, and thou hast loved me. And so God, he's saying tonight, when we do this, the world will see that the same way that the Father loves him, the Father loves us, but it's something that we do. It ain't something that we just talk about. Church represents his body. Him and his Father are one. There is only one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one body, one spirit, one God and Father of us all. If we look at ourselves, we have one body. We only have one body, but with this body, we have different parts. Every part of our body have a different function. We make sure we take care of our bodies, wear the best clothes, eat the best food if we can't afford it. We buy the most expensive cologne, nice lotions and things to bathe with. Make sure we are comfortable, that we have the best home, and our kids have the best education and whatever they need. We make sure our families have the best life has to offer if we can't afford it. Bless the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. We buy the most expensive cologne tonight, and we make sure that our bills are paid. We go get our hair well-groomed. Men and women go to the barber salon or buy a wig and make sure it's well-groomed. Whatever it takes for us to survive, we go all out to get it done. God said this is the way we should treat and feel for each other in the body of Christ. The same way we treat ourselves and our children at home. He said, this is what I expect from each and every one of us, to find out the need, to make sure we are okay. But do we do it in the body of Christ? Some of us don't know if our members eating in the church. We don't know if they're going to, because we don't take the time to find out from them if they're hurting. He said it is time to get in order. It is time for his body to get our houses, which is this body, and ourselves and our homes in order. If we examine ourselves, do we really treat each other according to his word? His word, not according to how we feel. Do we really care about our neighbors like it says in his word? Do we love our enemies? He said, if they are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. God spoke to me and said, we have to have a passionate zeal for him. When we as his people are determined to do his will, his will includes how we treat and love each other. Then are we pleasing him and have the mind of the kingdom? Bless the name of Jesus. If you look at Deuteronomy chapter 6, 1 through 9, it says, now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land wherever ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command thee, and thou and thy son's son all the days of thy life, that thy days may be prolonged. He says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind. Bless his name. And God talks about loving your neighbor as you love yourself. Bless his name. We can't get away from the word of God. We can't compromise the secret code or get around it. Bless his name. Because God is looking for us to activate the power of love. Activate the power of love. And as we look at Acts chapter 2, 41 to 45, it says, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in breaking of bread and in prayer. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. And so God added 3,000 souls to the church in the days of Acts when they were ministering the gospel. And what these people did, they said they realized that they had some poor people among them. They realized that there was a lack in the body of Christ. They realized that some people were struggling to make ends meet. So what they did, they sold their houses, they sold their land, and they brought the proceeds, and they threw the monies at the apostles' feet. And they said, we want all of us to have the same thing in common. He said, and so God is looking for us to do something, not just to say it. We are going to win people over by love and the kindness that we show to them. God is looking for those who have a determined mind to do his will, to build his kingdom, to win souls in this last hour. When you have a king when you have a king, there has to be a kingdom. This means that it includes people to be a part of this kingdom. There cannot be a kingdom, people. How can you have a kingdom and you have nobody to rule it? And so we are dealing with the kingdom of God and the love of God on tonight. And when you look at the kingdom, kingdom talks about royal power, kingship, dominion, and rule. Not to be confused with an actual kingdom, but rather the right or the authority to rule over a kingdom. The next definition is of a royal power, of the royal power of Jesus as a triumphant Messiah, of the royal power and dignity conferred on Christians in the Messiah's kingdom. A kingdom, the territory, subject to the rule of a king, used in the New Testament to refer to the reign of the Messiah. We first need to understand that the kingdom of God is about love. It's about people tonight. When you look at Luke chapter 17:20-21, and when he was determined, see the word determined, of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God coming not with observation. And so the kingdom of God is not what you see, is not what you look at with your eyes. What is the kingdom of God tonight? In Romans chapter 14:17-19, kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Bless his name on tonight. Hallelujah. And chapter 21 of Luke 17 says, neither shall they say, lo, it is here it is, or there it is. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And so God is telling us tonight that the kingdom of God is in us, and it is peace, love, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, we supposed to have that on the inside of us. And the major thing we're looking at is love. If we have the love of God inside of us, then we are in the kingdom. And if that is in us, we will display that love that God is saying to display to our fellow brethren. Amen? We may eat and drink, but still have no peace. You will drink and eat and have joy and do everything, but you might have no peace, no joy, or no happiness. And you will not be able to live righteous lifestyles without the Holy Ghost. And so we need the Holy Ghost tonight, which brings the love of God, which brings the peace of God, and which brings the joy of God in our lives. Bless his name on tonight. He said we not only need a passion or fervent zeal, but it's time to loose ourselves from things and people that has us restricted, bound, and stagnated and destructive, holding us hostage. Loose ourselves tonight, people of God. Stop walking in the flesh. He said, walk and think more spiritual and let him be seen and through our lives. Bless his name tonight. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1 says, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are of the Spirit do mind the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity, which means hostile against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And so God's saying, if we walk in the flesh, we cannot please God. And if we walk in our flesh, our flesh will tell us to turn our backs from people. Our flesh might not let us see the need in that other person's life. We may look at them and judge them for how they look outside, think they have it together. But not until you talk to a person, you would know what they're going through. Bless his name. Some people disguise behind clothes and disguise behind a smile. Hallelujah. Covering up the pain that they're going through. Bless his name. And so he says, you in the flesh, you cannot please God. And verse 9 says, if you don't have the spirit of God, then you do not belong to God. Amen. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And so God is saying tonight, we need to be led by his Spirit. For us to please God and walk in agape love for God and each other, he gives us the solution in this chapter. These are the steps we need to take. Number one, present our bodies totally over to God as living sacrifices. God cannot operate through an unclean vessel. Number two, stop living like the world. Stop dressing like the world. Our character and minds need to be like God. We need to be transformed by the renewal of our mind. That's the second point that Paul had pointed out. Number three, he said, stop thinking about ourselves so much that we feel exalted. That's verse three. Number four, no matter how gifted you are, wait until he is ready to use you. Verse 4-8, your love be transparent. Undisguised and sincere. Number one, it says, hate evil and hold on to that which is good. Be kind and affectionate. These are the steps God is showing us for him to operate in our life. He said, be kindly affectionate one to another. Bless the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. He said, put all the persons need before your need. That's what it means.
The word servant. I do not know
Union and Polish, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the word of the Lord and being fervent. Hallelujah. Here it is then. Here the passion in the spirit. He spake and told the living God the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. He had a passion and he became a spirit to go out there teaching but had no knowledge of anything else but the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom then Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him into them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. Everything is not a Jew, but a foreign seal to the things of God. He was an educated man, spoke properly, and very powerful in knowing scripture. The only thing to do was, like I said, about John messages. Openly and boldly, that's what God is looking for. For boldness for us in this hour to speak the things of God. But God sent him out to Aquila and Priscilla, a husband and wife team. Hallelujah. To explain to him about the way of God. He had no knowledge about Jesus. He had no knowledge about the new found faith. And so God sent him and sent them in his wrath. And that's what God would do. They didn't know what else.
Prophetess, the sound is breaking out. You're sounding really, really bad. Can you try to reposition your phone?
You couldn't hear anything I said at all?
It started breaking up really bad.
At what point?
That okay, just start right there. Sounds like it's okay right there for right now.
You can hear me
now? Just continue on. Continue on.
Okay.
Yes.
Here we see a certain Jew with a fervent zeal for the things of God. He was an educated man, spoke properly, and very powerful in knowing the scriptures. The only thing he knew was about John's messages, which was about baptism. He spoke openly and boldly in the synagogue what he knew. But God sent him help to Aquila and Priscilla, a husband and wife team, who took him and explained to him more about the way of God. And that is what our scriptures talk about tonight. It talks about being kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, preferring other above yourself. And so what God is saying, we need each other. You might get to the point where you need somebody. You can't never get to the point where you say, I don't need nobody. I just feel okay by myself. This man was eloquent in his speech, really educated, but lacked knowledge of other parts of the scripture. He lacked knowledge about Jesus Christ. He lacked knowledge about the kingdom of God, which has already been manifested to Paul and the disciples' leadership. Amen. And so God sent him help. Now, the zeal that this man had was so great that it brought boldness upon him. He spoke boldly about what John's messages was about. And we know John spoke about repentance and baptism only. Zeal, when you look at the word zeal, biblical zeal means that it's a great energy or enthusiasm in pursuit of a course or an objective. It must be zealous about the things of God. God is looking for us to have more zeal. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and 13 to 14 says, look for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify us unto himself a peculiar people, one burning with zeal. And so when you look at Jesus Christ and what he did, he had a zeal. We're looking for a blessed hope. We're looking for the glorious coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But God is saying, there's more I expect you to do before I come. There's more I'm looking forward for you doing before me. And we're looking, there's a blessed hope that we are going to be resurrected. But he's saying, focus on the kingdom now down here. Focus on the work I give you to do. Focus on the souls that need to be saved. Titus here is telling us that Jesus himself died for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and to purify us, the body of Christ, to himself, to be a peculiar people, to be set aside, to be sanctified, and to have a zeal. He's zealous for what? He says, for good works. That is what God is looking. 2 Corinthians 5 and 10, it says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he had done, whether it be good or evil. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so God is looking at the works that we do. God is watching everything that we do, because all nations will be gathered to him, and he will separate them, the sheep from the goat. And so God, if you look at the word of God in Matthew 25, it says here that he's looking at what we're doing. When I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was thirsty, did you give me something to drink? When I was a stranger, did you take me in? When I was naked, did you clothe me? When I was sick, did you come to see me? Or when I was in prison or sick, did you come to see me or pray for me? These are the words. Are we doing the work? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, as much as you have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Hallelujah. Then he shall say to them on his left hand, depart from me, I never know you. Go into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And those who did it, he would tell them, come into me. I prepare a place for you. And so you have a place prepared for those who don't do and for those who do. He said unto those who did, he said, then shall he answer them, saying, verily, verily, say unto you, inasmuch as you did it unto the least of them, you did it unto me, and these shall go into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. And so God is looking for zealous people. He is looking for people that have a zeal and a passion for the things of God, for the word of God, that the kingdom of God, and for himself. Jesus had a passion to die for us because of his love for us. He expects us to have the same kind of mind for him and each other. Jesus' words climax and his willingness and his self-sacrifice on the cross. As with his last gasp of breath, he breathed before he died. He had trust in the Father. He expects us to put our full trust in God in this last hour. Jesus had a passionate zeal to fulfill his assignment, and that was to save our souls. Tonight, when we look at ourselves and examine ourselves, can we say we have a passionate zeal for Jesus the way he did for us? Can we say that we have a passionate zeal for souls, a passionate zeal for worship, a passionate zeal for holiness and righteousness? Bless his name. What is the passion of Christ? We know what the passion of Christ is. Glory be to God. Some watching with Mel Gibson when he created the movie. I cried when I saw the movie, see what he went through. But if we look at that, he cannot even come close to what Jesus really suffered. Hallelujah. And if you want to find out what happened to Jesus, you can go to Matthew chapter 26, bless his name. You can go to Mark chapter 14, chapter 15, Luke chapter 22, bless his name, and John chapter 18. And you can read the story of what Jesus went through. Scriptures often highlight the suffering of Jesus. Indeed, the crucifixion of Christ is the apex of human history, people of God, tonight, and the grand theme of the apostles' teaching. Their teaching was focused on the crucifixion and the resurrection and the burial of Jesus Christ. Paul talks about it, bless his name, throughout his messages. Bless his name on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's very important to note that Christ is suffering. His passion is just not something that you think or see on TV. It was real. Glory to God. It is not as though he simply appeared to suffer. That is not something of your imagination. People don't believe this happened. I've talked to young people that have problem with Jesus. I've talked to young people that don't believe in the New Testament, that is coming up against the New Testament. Bless his name. They don't think that is real. But he actually suffered and died when Jesus prayed in Gethsemane. My Father, is it possible this cup be taken from me? His name tonight. He was in genuine anguish over what he was to suffer. Glory to God tonight for us. Hallelujah. He could have called for angels to back him up and set him free. But his passionate zeal, glory, hallelujah, tonight. His passionate love, hallelujah, he was beaten and mocked. Hallelujah. When Jesus was beaten and mocked, then they placed a crown of thorns, crushed it in his side. It was for the mind of men. Hallelujah. For any disease of the mind. These thorns was for sickness of the mind. The attack in your mind. These thorns in his flesh was for brain tumors and headaches. Hallelujah. Of the mind. Whatever it is that attacks your mind, the thorns that were put in the wounds in Jesus' hand was for the healing of the mind. Hallelujah. People don't usually think about the stripes in the head. We usually think about the stripes on his back. But he was wounded from the top of his head to the scar of his throat. Oh, glory to God. Oh, my son, my little sister. And tonight, we only focus on the 29 lashes that he got on his body. He was nailed. His hand was wounded to a cross. He hung there and struggled to breathe. He was experiencing genuine, excruciating pain and suffering. What it was for, to pay for our sins. He endured all that to save those who would trust in him. Glory to God. And tonight, to re-examine ourselves and look at the things that Jesus went through for us. Can be honest. Let me honestly say that we have missed him. Fervent passion, determined spirit for his God and for God. He said, Isaiah chapter 10, before he said, surely I'm going out of grief and carried out sorrow, yet we did esteem as stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was born for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace upon him. And let us strike we are healed. In the name of Jesus tonight. You can finish reading, hallelujah, God, and what he went through. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. He was oppressed and was afflicted, yet he didn't open his mouth. He is bought as a sheep or a lamb to be slaughtered, as a sheep before her shearers is dumb. But he didn't say a word. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare this generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. Verse 8, for the transgressions of many people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked. He was a righteous man, but his grave was with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. But yet it pleased God to bless him. He had put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he became an offering for our sins tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And so it was for us. It was for us. He took the pain. Do we understand tonight? He had no peace. He took the peace. He took our peace upon himself. He didn't have no peace when they were beating him. He didn't have no peace when they put their thorns on his head. He didn't have no peace when they pierced his flesh. He didn't have no peace. Oh, glory to God tonight. It was his passionate love and zeal that caused it. In modern usage, the word passion could have the sense of strong emotion and even associated with love. But Jesus did not endure suffering because of a strong emotion that flamed up for a time and then passed away. People tonight can have, I don't know if you can feel what I feel tonight, the passion that Jesus had. I don't know if you see in the picture tonight of why Jesus came to this earth, because of laying down his life for us, and he never wavered from it, and he's telling us to lay down our lives for each other, to love each other. When we see Matthew chapter 16, 21, 23, 24, we think about Jesus' passion and his determination to
we walking in his footsteps the way we should? Are we fulfilling our purpose tonight? This is passion, which is his suffering. That's what passion means. His suffering was not due to passion, which deals with how I feel. But what it was, about mode and purpose. Even in that, as a Christian, he's saying tonight that we need to have a balanced lifestyle. But this deal, he said, that is have a balanced lifestyle, not to be crazy with it. It was making our business to make sure that we live clean, holy, sanctified lives. Remember this chapter dealing with the natural man as well as the divine being enthusiastic like Israel. Paul said they had a deal with our knowledge. God would love for us to have a deal, but if we lack knowledge, then we're in trouble. Tonight, knowledge is power, people of God, tonight. That is why Satan would distract us when it comes to learning. He would distract us when it comes to reading or studying the Word of God. Israel had a passion for God. They were focused more on the law and the prophets. But they had no zeal for the things of God. They had no zeal for righteousness. They condemned Jesus for the work he was doing. They killed him thinking he was stopping the will and the plan and the move of God. God wants us to have breakthrough in our prayers, glory to God. This means we may have to change the way we pray sometimes. God is listening to those who have a zeal. His ear is open to those who have a zeal when they come before him in prayer. Right now, we also need a passion, glory to God, tonight when it comes to trusting his word and putting our faith and trust in him. He is looking for people that have a passionate faith in him. Our lives should be one that shows a passion for God. Bless the name of the living God on tonight. 1 Peter 4:8 said, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. The charity shall cover a multitude of sins. What is God saying? God is telling us the way we love each other to be with a passionate zeal. If we look at the passionate love Jesus has for us and all that he's been through because of his love, he's telling us here how we should love each other and have that same type of love for one another. John chapter 15:12-14 says, this is my commandment that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. And you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. And so God is saying, this is a command to love each other. Then you make God telling us have a fervent prayer. What it means by having a fervent prayer? It means serious, earnest, not just repeating some memorized prayer or scripture. James chapter 5:17 says, Elijah prayed earnestly and it would not rain. From 17-18, it says Elijah was a man subject to passion. See that passion? He had passion. He had emotions just like us. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again. And the heavens gave rain. And the earth gave forth her fruit. Not only did Elijah have a fervent prayer life, he also had a fervent faith. What does fervent faith mean? Fervent faith means intensely passionate and honest faith in what God says. What does fervent love mean? Exhibiting or marked by great intensity of feeling. Yes, when it is used to describe love, it means to put others first and put their spiritual and natural worth. If they aren't kind or gracious, even if they are not kind and gracious to you, or even if they are hostile, God still expects to have the same type of life of love. Glory to God. And I got some tips here for a person that wants to be fervent in their prayer. How do you keep fervent in prayer? Know to whom you are speaking. When you are speaking to God, know that you are dealing directly with God, and God's ears are listening to the zeal in your prayer. He is listening to the passion when you pray. He is listening to the determination in your prayer. He is looking for that when you pray. Some people just pray the same old lukewarm, quiet prayer day after day, time after time. God, I expect more fervent The next thing he said, Lord, to thank him. Come and escape the thanksgiving and to request the praise. When you come into the courts of the Lord, not just in the temple, but on your knees or before your bed, he said, come before me, bring a kite. Learn to give him thanks. Learn to be grateful. Before we ask you for anything, glory to God. And then he said, ask for my will. The Bible said, when we pray, Jesus said, Abba Father, who art in heaven, let your will. That was the first thing he said. Let your will be done, and then your kingdom come. And point four, he said, ask him to forgive us. And then after your will be done, and your kingdom come, he said, then forgive us. We forgive those who have trespassed and done this. Order for prayer. There's an order that God is looking for when we come before him. Then he said, bring your needs. He said, give us this day our daily bread. That's your needs. He said, then bring your needs before you. And then the needs of others. I mean, if God wants us to start an agreement, he said, find someone that's looking for us. Find someone that's looking for us. Agreement with. Bless us tonight. And so God said, it's time for his glory to be revealed. It's time to intensify your prayer life. He brought the war in Ukraine. So all the things that he said to me, use that for an example. He said, we must intensify our prayer life and walk with him the way the war has intensified in Ukraine. He said, everything in our spiritual life like never before, we need to attack the kingdom of darkness to the way we pray, bless his name tonight, the way we worship, the way we pray has to be intense, has to be intentional. We have to intensify our dedication and commitment for him and his kingdom. He said the hour is later than we realize, than when we first believe. As the natural things and the earth fall apart, and evil and corruption, bloodshed, crime, and violence, homosexuality, lesbianism, suicide, lawlessness, hatred, and violence has increased and intensified. So has the spiritual warfare and battles of death have intensified. Glory be to God. He said, things will never be the same again. He said, this life will never be the same again. All of these things are a major sign of his coming. That's what the Lord said, and I'm writing as he's speaking. He said to me, glory be to God, no longer can we relax as we were before. It's a time of temptation and unrest in the world, a time of labor and sorrow, tribulation that has come upon the face of the whole earth. He said, this is the time of seeking his face desperately, earnestly with compassion and fear. In the near future, our freedom and rights will soon be taken away, as it was in the days of old. Bless his name. We must build up our resistance like our celestial and intercessor apostle S.D. Jim Fireman. He's right. Get ready for war is ahead of us, people of God. We come together. We must come together because we are better and we are stronger together. God said he is with us. We have to be intentional about our salvation, our souls, our commitment, our prayer life, the way we worship and praise. Don't take the visions and dreams that God shows you lightly tonight, people of God. Carry out your goals and your plans for your ministry, your family, your businesses. He said, for I am with you. This is what he's trying to tell the people tonight. He said, be intentional about studying and reading his word. Our faith has to be intentional. Our trust in him has to be intentional. Our love for him and each other has to intensify and be intentional. Our desire to build his kingdom has to be intentional. We can no longer sit idly by and waste more time doing nothing. It's time to reach out. It's time, bless his name, for selfishness and self-centeredness to be done away with. Hallelujah to God. It's time for his body to come together in one accord. He said we must be specific in our prayers. This is the time to stay focused on the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, don't get distracted by what we are seeing and hearing, by what is happening in the earth. Hallelujah. There's a mighty move of God that's about to hit the earth and birth and come forth in the earth. Glory to God. In this last hour, the revival that is coming forth, we must submit to the will and plan for our lives and for his kingdom to be established in the earth. We must sound the alarm of his word. We must cry aloud and fear not. His wrath and judgment is now taking place in the earth, in the church churches, it's no longer business as usual. It's no longer time for laziness, slothfulness, complacency, faithlessness, hopelessness, fear, unbelief, doubting, and selfishness. For now is the time to become one with each other as the He is with the Father. Hallelujah. Unity is strength. One can save 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to flight. Any two touch on the ground, anything in the earth, it shall be done by him in heaven. If there is no agreement between two people, then there is nothing that can happen. He expects us to sign an agreement to get things done. Hallelujah. In the realm of the spirit, he said, as the war intensified naturally, we as people need to intensify our warfare in the realm of the spirit. The time for division, fighting, hatred, hiding each other have to be done away with. Superstition, unforgiveness, separation, malice, jealousy, contention, bitterness, backbiting, murmuring, complaining, disobedience, rebellion, stubbornness, envy, strife, competition, rejection, sexual immorality, a lack of fear for him, no reverence for him. Put away complacency and thoughtlessness and laziness from the body of Christ. Put away pride and arrogance, lack of self and self-centeredness from the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Pride and unbelief, selfishness and lovelessness. There are error spirits, error teaching and preaching. Fake and false ministries must and will be exposed and done away with. It's time to expose and lift up the covers that are being hidden. All of those who are wearing a mask, wolves, and sheep clothing, they continue to be exposed and brought to open steam, disgrace, and scandalization and humiliation. He's taking the covers off. It's time for those who have been hidden and have been spending time in his presence, seeking him, knowing him, fasting and knowing him through his word, walking in obedience and in faith, and trusting him. Those that truly love him with all of their heart, mind, soul, and strength, those that have a passion for his kingdom and his will to be done, a passion for souls, a passion to show his love to others, those who have a passion, my God, to be desperate for him in this hour. He said those who have been waiting, have gone through the process, have been through the fire, it's their time, and this is their season. He has been preparing for them. And this end time, he said he understands and knows it is not being easy, but he allowed it to happen to build up our resistance and build up our faith and trust in him, our hope in him. And so, hallelujah, there's an anointing he's pouring out that's for us to carry people of God, and he's doing a quick work. Jesus was glorified. When he finished the word, God said, I'm getting ready to glorify you as my body in this hour. I'm getting ready to glorify the remnant. And so tonight, as I'm done with this word, God is showing by his word what he's looking for, what he's expecting of us as his people. And so I examine myself. This is a scripture of self-examination to see where we are, to see where we sit, and to see if we are pleasing God the way we treat him and the way we treat each other and our concern for each other. That's what Paul was dealing with. That is the heart of God. And so tonight I thank you for your word, Jesus. I thank you for what has been spoken tonight in the hearing of your people. I thank you, God, that you will release, God, a tangible anointing over this land through this word, that we may hide this word in our hearts, that we may not sin against you, God. Father God, that you will release through this word a fire and zeal and a love and a desire that burns within. For you, God, for the souls, God, for each other, God, to take care of and look after one another, God. Help us, oh God, to be transformed in our minds, so the mind of Jesus Christ, God, in the middle of Sunday, in the whole summer, and our son, not in the kingdom, and all fire, passion, that enemies are passing, and our water, and our dear, mighty God, to heal each other, in the name of Jesus. You can come across, if you need salvation tonight, you know you're not saved, you know you've been putting it off. Any one of us could pass away within a split second. Salvation is extended on this line tonight to you. And I know a lot of people are shy to say anything or afraid to talk. You don't have to be afraid. God is here tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Spirit and the presence of the Lord is here tonight to meet you at your point of need. In Jesus' name. Oh, Holy Ghost tonight.
Amen, amen, amen. We bless the Lord tonight for the word. Glory to God, amen. Again, anyone on tonight, if you, amen, desire prayer, if you desire salvation on tonight, you can come forth. Just press star 6 and come over. Amen, Jesus, press star 6 and come over on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And certainly if they're not, glory be to God. Even in the wait, we just want to give God thanks and praise for the word on tonight. We thank God for the woman of God on tonight. Amen. Coming. Amen. To bless us, to tell us what thus saith the Lord on this night. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone, amen, I believe I, amen, heard someone on the platform. Amen. If so, you can come over. You can come over if you desire prayer. You can come over. Amen. We'll certainly pray with you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If not, we just thank God on tonight for the word. We thank him, amen. Glory be to God, for God sends his word, people of God, to, amen, to bless us, amen, Jesus, to strengthen us, to correct us, amen, to shine light upon us, amen, in our lives. And we just give God thanks on tonight, and we just want to thank you, woman of God, again, for availing yourself on tonight to be here on this PNN platform. It's always a blessing to have you to come and be with us. We thank God, amen, for you and for your diligence to come and bless the people of God. And because you have, amen, Jesus, we just want to pray a blessing, amen, in your life on tonight. Glory to God. People of God, will you up with uplifted hands and uplifted hearts, amen. Let us look to what our speaker tonight. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. We're thanking you for your word. Father, we are thanking you this night, O God, for all that you've spoken into the hearts and to your people. We're thanking you for this word, O God, that comes to give us light, that comes to give us strength. We thank you tonight. Father, we bless you tonight, O God, for your word is forever settled in heaven. And for this, we bless your precious name on tonight. And Father, now, O God, even as the woman of God has come and availed herself and given seed, O God, we on tonight, Father, asking that you would bless her now. We're asking, glory to God, that you would bless her. Oh, God, look favorably upon her in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would look upon her. Look upon everything that concerns her. Look upon her family on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking on this night that you would breathe afresh upon her ministry, oh, God, the ministry that you have placed within her in the precious name of Jesus. Father, bless tonight. Father, bless and breathe upon her tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we give you thanks, O God. We glorify you on tonight, O God. Father, where there is lack, we're thanking you on tonight, O God, for prosperity. We're thanking you tonight for overflow. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, O God, for ordered steps. For your steps, O God, your steps, her steps, O God, are ordered by you. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise.
praise. We're thanking you tonight for open doors. Father, open doors, oh God, for utterance of the gospel. Open doors, oh, tonight we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking you tonight, oh God, to give her an unexpected blessing. God, a blessing, oh God, that she was not expecting. But we're thanking you tonight, oh God, for created miracles. Thank you for creating a miracle for the woman of God on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory on tonight. We bless your precious name on tonight for all that you've done in her, for all that you're doing in her. We're thanking you tonight for everything that you're doing for her. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We stand, we unify on tonight. We're asking you, oh God, to cover her in your shed blood. Cover her, oh God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Cover her tonight, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Cover her, glory to God, her front, her back, oh God, on every side. Cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for your blood covering. Father, we thank you for your fire. Thank you for your fire on tonight. Let the ream of fire cover her, oh God, so cover her, oh God, in every way, oh God, in ever higher, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for blessing her. Thank you for blessing her going out. Bless your Nabosa. Thank you for blessing her, God, her incoming. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we glorify you tonight for all that you've done, for all that you've said. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight in the Pasheba, in the Moboshekar, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you. We bless you. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, and we forbid any backlash on tonight. We forbid any backlash on tonight, any backlash by the enemy. We forbid it tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We forbid it tonight in the precious Abos, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you tonight, oh God, for making every crooked place straight. We thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you, oh God, for these things. Father, we're thanking you, Gobo Seba. We thank you tonight. Thank you, thank you. Oh, God, and we forbid retaliation tonight. We forbid it as sons of God. We forbid it on this night. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for this night. In thy precious name, Jesus, we do pray. Glory to God in every heart on tonight. Say amen, amen. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight. Amen again for the word. Thank God. Amen for you, woman of God, again for availing yourself in this hour. Glory to God too. Amen. Speak and declare what God has given you for the people of God. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. And at this time, amen, people of God, listen, we want to let you know that if you would like to have a copy of this broadcast on tonight, you can get your copy. It is absolutely free. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Listen, just text us. Text us. Let us know you would like to have the copy. Amen, Jesus. And the first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Can get a copy by texting 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. That's also the WhatsApp number for our international listeners. Glory to God, 678-608-7234. Also, don't forget, you can go out to our Facebook page, glory to God, our Prayer News Network Facebook page, or our new ReArt Prayer Group 52 group, our prayer group. You can go out there, amen, Jesus, and listen to the broadcast as well. Amen. If you don't have Facebook, people of God, just Google us. Amen. Prayer News Network. Google us. Prayer News Network. Amen. And there, amen, we'll come up and you can listen to our most recent broadcast. Amen. We're trying to make this word accessible for you. Amen, Jesus, so that you can hear, so that you can share. Amen, Jesus, that someone will hear and be blessed. Amen. Again, we thank God for you, woman of God. And at this time, glory to God, we're going to, amen, turn the platform back over to you, amen, for, amen, final remarks. and for the dismissal of the line. God bless you. We thank you tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen. Bless Jesus tonight. Bless you, Evangelist Bradley, and all of your team that works along with you. Thank God for you and even you tonight. And I give God thanks for this opportunity once again to be able to come to you from every nation, every city, every country, wherever you're from tonight. I don't take this opportunity lightly, and I don't take it for granted. And I give God thanks for finding me worthy enough to even be a blessing in this form. Tonight, as the word of God went forth, God is really speaking to us from his word in this hour. But what his desire is, what his heart is, the number one thing the heart of God is about, it's about love. He is just pure love. And he's looking for us to have that pure love, that agape love. We may say we have it. We may tell people we do. But it's an action behind that. You know, and I find myself praying many times for God to give me that heart of compassion and love to reach out to be there for other people, to put other people first. It's very hard for us to put people before our children and put people before ourselves. That's very hard for a lot of people to do because we hold people and our family close to us. And before we give it to anybody, we prefer to give it to our own family. But if you read that scripture, if it's talking to the household of faith, Paul was dealing with the people in the body of Christ, how we should treat each other. And so God is speaking to us because he is coming soon, and what he wants us to do is draw closer. Some of us, he wants us to have to be more passionate about the things of God, more passionate about our prayer life, the way we worship. Everything now has to be, you have to be determined in your mind that Satan and nobody is going to distract you. You have to be determined in yourself that I am pushing forward. I'm working for that uncorruptible crown. I'm striving for eternal life. And unless we have the mind that we're going to push and press our way, we're going to find ourselves falling weak, even not praying the way we should, not reading the Bible the way we should, not loving each other. It's a lot more God expects of us and desire from us, and more especially if you are in a leadership position. People are watching you and expecting something more from you than they expect from ordinary people in the body of Christ. And so let us walk in that agape love. Let us find out if you have a need. Ask questions. Find out if you have your child. You see a single mother struggling, a single father. You don't know. They look like they may have a good job. They're driving a car, but you don't know. And if we look at the material things that people have, we will think that, oh, they have it all together. But some people just be struggling and ready to give up their minds, probably even walk away from God. And so God wants us to be more concerned and be there for each other more than we're doing now. That's his desire. From what I study, from reading his word, that's what I see the heart of God is. And so tonight, let us come together like never before. Let us bind together like never before. Let us be there for each other. Because there's a song singing that they sing, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. If we're planning all to get to heaven, and we can't get together on the earth, how are we going to get together in heaven? How are we going to go to heaven and we have all this division? So we can't sing when we all get to heaven. And God is saying, you need to get together in the earth first. You need to get it together down here in the body of Christ. And so that's what his heart is. And so I hope tonight that something that has been said, you have been edified by it, and that you have been encouraged tonight, and that we all would grow stronger in every hearer. We thank you tonight for your word. We thank you for this PNN prayer line. We thank you, God, for the opportunity to be a blessing to your people through Facebook and whatever media, and through the phone calls that they're listening into tonight. We thank you, oh God, that
the words that they hear would give them a desire to want you more, a desire to love you more, to love each other more. I pray tonight, oh God, that we would go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, I pray tonight, oh God, that you would cover each and every one of us with the blood of Jesus. Oh God, that you would put a hedge of protection around each and every one of us, around our homes and our vehicles and our workplaces, our businesses, oh God, that you would put a hedge of protection by the blood of Jesus when we go in the malls and we're riding on the streets from accidents and incidents and danger seen and unseen, from drive-by shooting and mass shooting, God, because the days are evil. We pray, God, that you protect our children in the school and in middle school and junior high, universities and colleges, that you would cover them with the blood of Jesus, cover every ministry on this line, every pastor, every leader, apostles, bishops, whoever they are, cover their ministries and their families, God, glory to God, with the blood. Cover our minds with the blood of Jesus. Let no weapon tonight formed against us prosper, and every tongue that rise up against us in judgment, he said, we shall condemn it tonight. Every negative word that was spoken, God, we dismantle and dismiss it tonight. In the name of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus as a weapon of mass destruction against every territorial assignment, against every regional spirit, every backlash and spirit of retaliation, everything that the devil meant for bad. We declare over this line right now, as we dismiss from this line, that you are turning it around for good. We release blessings and increase, God, over this line tonight. We release promotion, God, over this line tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of endurance and long-suffering over this line tonight. We declare, God, that we are growing by numbers in the name of Jesus, that we will not lack or want any good thing. In Jesus' mighty name, now let the angels of the Lord be with us all this night and the rest of this week, even the rest of this year, in Jesus' name. And we seal this prayer line tonight with the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name, and everyone say amen. And have a blessed and wonderful night.
Amen. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. We give God thanks and praise for you, people of God. We want to invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Come back and invite someone. The woman of God will be back with us on tomorrow night. And we do look forward to seeing you then. Blessings to each of you in Jesus' name.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.